All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, this is Pastor Doug Minton, standing with you in the confessional corner, continuing our series through the Small Catechism as we come to the third commandment today. The woodcut here is a picture of Luther preaching to the people, the hearing and receiving and the doing of the Word of God. So let's get into the third commandment. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we may not despise preaching in His Word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. So the woodcut points us to Numbers 15, and this is verses 32 through 36. This is the story of the man being stoned, once again like last week, for gathering sticks on the Sabbath. So Numbers 15, verses 32 to 36. While the people of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. And those who found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation. They put him in custody because it had not been made clear what should be done to him. And the Lord said to Moses, "The man shall be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp." And all the congregation brought him outside the camp and stoned him to death with stones, as the Lord commanded Moses. All right, there is Numbers 15. So we can see from this week and last week just how people can get the idea that the Old Testament God and Jesus are two separate people, and possibly two even opposing people. Because you have, okay, last week we have the son of Shelemith blaspheming the name of the Lord, using it to curse, and being stoned to death. Here we have a man simply picking up sticks on the Sabbath, doing work. And he is ordered to be stoned. And people go, see, this God of the Old Testament is so horrible. He is such a despot that, you know, why would anybody want to follow him? But again, this also brings us into the New Testament with where the Pharisees came in, with their 613 commandments. The 10, but then 603 that they made up to form a barrier between you and me and the Ten Commandments, so that we didn't end up breaking any of them. We had all of this cushion in between. And if I remember my numbers right, more than half of those 600 extra commandments were about what constitutes work on the Sabbath. So you can make this go very deep as to, as the Jewish people did, you know, how many steps can you take? Therefore, the measurement of a Sabbath day journey. What is and what is not considered work? As to, you can't plow with your oxen, but as Jesus himself says, if your oxen falls into a pit, you can go and rescue it from the pit. So they had all of this encumbering law to try to hold on to. When God wants us to understand that he gave us the Sabbath day to rest. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And yes, if you refuse to take care of those things that are to be done in the 6 days of work during the week, then yes, there is the problem with doing them on the Sabbath. This is the man picking up sticks in the wilderness. This is the people going out on the first Sabbath after the blessing of manna and going out trying to collect manna because they didn't do double the day before like they were commanded to. So again, we have the punishment being stoned with stones outside the camp, because that again is where the punishments take place, which is why Hebrews even talks about Jesus being punished, being taken outside the camp to be crucified. And why is this such a big deal? We have so many competing voices out here. My podcast is one of probably millions in the religion and spirituality realm on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, whatever it is that you listen to this on, that is, you know, just drop in the ocean, really. And not saying that mine is the best one. Mine is the one that I do. But we have all of these competing voices telling us all kinds of different things. All of it, though, should be, like I hope I do with the Confessional Corner and doing the Small Catechism this way, as well as through digging deeper, to actually get you into the Scriptures, to read them, to not just go off with what somebody on a podcast or Instagram or TikTok or whatever else tells you the Bible says, but that you go in and you wrestle with what the Bible actually says, the words on the page. And you let the Spirit of God working through the words on the page to wrestle with you, taking away maybe your preconceived ideas, your biases, and letting you see exactly what God's Word says. Because that is what it is to not despise preaching in His Word, but to hold it sacred, to gladly hear and learn it. All right, that is it for this week as we talk about the third commandment and the man gathering sticks. Next week we get to everybody's, I think, least favorite commandment, that being the fourth commandment. You know, honoring not only father and mother, because many people love their fathers and mothers, but we get to the other authorities, and that's where we get to the issue. But that is next time. Until then, this is Pastor Doug Minton, thanking you for being here, supporting the podcast, standing in the confessional corner with me as we go through the commandments. And may God's richest blessings, given to you through His Word, strengthen you and equip you to wrestle with the theologies around you today and always. Amen.